Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They got the dub. Phils get a W. Finally, again. Look, it was a scrap it out kind of win. It was a good win. You know, it wasn't the cleanest game. They had to fight. Got some big hits. Obviously, some notable Phils got some big hits, including Alec Bohm, which was excellent to see. Bryce with the homer. So we'll talk a lot about the Phils today. We'll also get a ton into the Eagles. 8 days now to the NFL draft. Howie and Nick obviously spoke yesterday. We'll play the audio of what they said. We'll also gear up for this draft, which, as I said, is coming up in a week and a day. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. Good morning.
The right lung holds more air than the left lung.
Huh. Wonder why.
Because it's larger, and it has three lobes, while the left lung has two.
Well, that would be a reason. Larger would, suffice.
Do you know why the left lung has two instead of three lobes?
One little piggy stayed home.
The left lung has to accommodate the heart.
Ooh, makes sense. Mm-hmm. John, it makes sense.
Together.
It does. I'm actually pretty impressed with that factoid.
Yeah.
And not only my ability to understand it, but
you
most people
dug
probably
in
got it.
And learned.
Yeah, I like
right
that
there.
One. Yeah, 3-2. I'll forget it by tomorrow, but I like it for now. I also like that the Phillies got a win. I mean, out of board, guys, back on the right side of the ledger. Look,
how about the fact that Alec Bohm had a lot to do with the fact that we won? He had a nice hit at drove in the second run in the sixth and got Verlander very flummoxed. But Alec Bohm also himself was very flummoxed last night.
It's a little emotional.
Like the whole time.
A little emotional.
The whole time, even after the game, when he's the player of the game and being interviewed, I couldn't help thinking, holy cow, it looks like this has taken a physical toll on Alec Bohm. He looks emaciated. He looks like, even his voice
he'd been going
sounded
through it.
Quiet.
Yeah, he'd been going through it.
And, yeah, he was struggling.
You know, Bryce said some interesting stuff last night messaging about how he wants Bohm to kind of approach this whole thing. So we'll get to that. Obviously, the Phils win last night. Not Luzardo's best outing, but, you know, nothing horrible. They eke it out. They gut it out. They hold on to it in the end. Obviously, Bryce's homer fairly late was ultimately the difference. So we'll take your phone calls on the Phils last night, 215-592-9494. Hop aboard to talk the Phils, and it's good to see them get a win. Now let's get to the draft. 8 days. I have, ladies and gentlemen, one Eagles frustration. And you might say, well, why? Everybody's in a good mood. And like, yeah, I get it. I get that everybody's in a good mood about the Eagles, and we should be. But there's one thing that's been gnawing on me for about a month and a half now. And it continues as we approach this draft. Because this draft has had, obviously, less, I'll call it intrigue or interest from the fan base and us as talk show hosts that I can remember in a long time, maybe ever in my life as a sports fan. I mean, it's just, you know, we consistently are saying we're cranking up the draft coverage. And then, like, we just kind of raise the meter a little bit, John, because, look, picking 32 is a massive factor that has downplayed interest. There's no question. It's harder to figure out when there's 20 different guys you're trying to sort through, maybe 40, who they're going to get, then, like, when you have the 10th pick and you know it's going to be one of, like, five guys.
Well, okay, what about the fact that Howie told us yesterday they don't have 32 first-round grades on this draft?
Yeah, I was surprised
so
you said that.
The guys that we're talking about picking, they're not even – I shouldn't say they're
they
not
might
even
not be.
First-round
yeah, they
draft
might not
picks.
Be.
But they're guys that aren't getting talked about on these
right.
programs.
Right.
You know, they're not the guys who were in the running and,
yes.
and sitting up there for the Heisman and doing all the, you know, the end of year celebratory stuff. These are guys who not fell through the cracks, but they're good players who aren't the blasted across the
yeah.
stars in neon big name guys.
Yeah. So clearly the lead up to it in light of what John just said, and I'm sure you feel it listening to us because it's been different in the approach to 32. All right, we get that for all the obvious reasons. Here's my point. Here's my frustration. My frustration about the Eagles actually has nothing to do with the Eagles. James, this is going to be one of those ones. I turn my, can I use the term guns on the air? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It's not an action. I'm not going to shoot anybody.
Good.
On the listeners, on the callers, and on my freaking coach, John Ritchie.
I don't know if that's
smart or
not.
On Ritchie,
but...
and on probably Devin, and Seltzer, definitely on you, and Rhea to you to an extent for sure.
You don't ever have to
worry.
But
not as much as Ritchie. Here's my problem, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me if this works for you or not. I am frustrated that I sense millions of people, millions, because we only have a sample size here at WIP. We talk to hundreds or thousands in a given span of time based on how many calls we get. But, I mean, I got all my friends, and sample size is enough that I feel I can use the term millions, are taking the Eagles' greatness for granted. And I'm tired of it, and the lack of interest in this draft to me is an example. Let me walk you through what I'm trying to say here. So the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. We're all in a good mood, as we should be. But there's another draft coming in 8 days, and it feels to me like people are asleep at the wheel. And I feel like the Eagles obviously have been a great organization. There's no question. And Howie's been a great general manager, and I think someday we'll give a speech at Canton, Ohio, and I think he's going to deserve to do so. With that said, I am so sick of hearing people say, Howie's got this. 32. You know, I don't know, like, any of the players, but doesn't matter. Forget critical analysis. Howie's got this. You know what? Maybe. Maybe he does. Maybe he does not. Yes, he's been on a heater. No question. Guys, there's no denying that. Thank God he's been on a heater. Thank Howie he's been on a heater. It's been awesome. 2 Super Bowl appearances in the last 3 years. A championship a couple months ago. 2 titles in the last 8 seasons. Playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years. I got it, guys. I'm with you. Like, let me put it this way. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs 7 of the next 8 years? No. Because that's hard to do. It's hard to make the playoffs 7 times in 8 years. So I know they just did it. I know we've seen past success. It's awesome. I know there's still a lot here. I'm not denying that. Saquon, obviously. The receivers, the line. Some people believe in Hurts more than me. But, I mean, there's a lot here. You still have Bond. You still have Jalen Carter. You still have the rookie corners that are going to be second year now. Like, there's a lot here. However, .. They did lose a lot in free agency, guys. They did. I mean, even Baldy this week on WIP, when he was on with the afternoon guys, he was like, I lost some guys. Yeah. Yes, they actually lost some pretty hefty guys.
Auxiliary guys.
Not auxiliary. Not Milton Williams.
I can't get over the fact that Oren Burks is now such a major loss.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Yeah, you know what? This has gotten out of hand.
And you, John,
get
are largely,
yourself.
You are responsible for
we
this.
We thought this defense, this team's defense was going to stink, especially the cornerbacks last season. But at this time, at this moment in time, back, you know, forward or rewind in time 1 year. And we thought that the offense and the run game, at least I thought the offense and the run game with Saquon was going to have to carry the day because the defense wasn't going to be worth its salt because we didn't have any personnel because it was young. And who was going to play cornerback? We had no idea.
Right.
Things a lot changes between now and August.
But they lost half between of now, the starters on defense.
Okay. And no, that happens no, my, to my, many, my many point, teams
here's
around
my point,
the NFL
here's my point,
every year.
Here's my point.
And it's, those starters
it's not okay.
are replaceable.
No, not, when you
yes,
said okay,
they are.
If they get the right guys, have they,
yes.
get, have they so far?
Have we
no,
tried?
Have they? Yes.
Have we gone out
yes.
and actually gotten the guys that we need to get? No.
Okay,
it's not
thank
August
you.
Yet.
Thank you.
Right?
So what are they going to get? Three or four new starters between now and August you think suffice
sure.
on defense?
Sure.
Really?
Whatever we
you
need
really
to
expect
do.
Them to get three to four guys
yes.
that start? I don't.
Why three to, not?
You think they're going to get
wrong with
between...
You think they can't get three
I
new
think
starters?
With, I think with salary think, cap constraints,
oh
they're in a problem.
They had seven new starters this year on defense.
Yeah.
For the best
you
defense...
You mean last season?
Yes, we've
can
ever
we just
seen.
Can we differentiate
quick,
between
though,
last season and
yes,
this season?
All right, last
that
season,
season is
the
over.
The best Eagles defense yes. we've ever seen yes. started the year with seven new starters. I'm just throwing that out
yeah,
there.
And you know what? Quinyon Mitchell was picked higher than 32.
And somehow...
So what?
So what?
Cooper DeJean was not picked higher than... How about that?
I know, that's...
Pick 40.
That's a great
return.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So there we go.
And how often does that happen with Howie, James?
The last 3 years, it's happened every round he's picked
that
the first two rounds.
That a player has played as well year
on,
one as Cooper DeJean did?
No.
Almost.
Your
I mean, Jalen Carter was.
Your brain is broken.
Nolan Smith did nothing it's year not one. He was taken right around
Howie.
Where the Eagles are picking this year.
Stop saying Howie. It's the scouting and personnel departments. It is, I don't even know how many people we're talking about. Hundreds of people?
Sure.
It's not just Howie.
But
by
he
the way,
makes the decision in the end.
And yesterday, listening to Howie, who is the guy at the top who filters it to Jeffrey
yep.
and to us and to the world,
mm-hmm.
he, I believe in Jeffrey at the head of it and his personnel and scouting departments because he is brilliant. And he proved it again
what
yesterday.
What happened to Halfrey?
When he talked
to What happened
us.
To Halfrey?
They proved to us how great they are, Joe.
So you were wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so here's
and
my point.
How many times have we discussed
no,
the fact
I
that
agree.
They, through the years, have grown and improved as a front office?
I agree.
They took
I agree with that.
A philosophy that no one thought would work. Wait a second. They're going to mix it up. Wait, bring analytics to the NFL? Wait,
yeah.
science to the NFL? Hold on. They're not going to do it the old school way. It's no longer what would Bill Walsh do.
Yeah.
It's now what would science and analytics tell you is best and most advisable.
Fair.
And we'll look into that and research that. And maybe we'll go down that path.
I get it.
They've brought the NFL into the 21st century, essentially. And that's Howie. That's Jeffrey's vision that Howie could actually spearhead
Listen,
and
I
lead
don't,
this whole
I,
thing.
I don't disagree with what you're saying there, John. And I'm curious. You can react. I really want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494 on what you make of all this. Because we do have a draft coming up, and there's been little interest. And part of my – if I was writing a term paper here, part of my thesis is I think part of the reason there's so little interest in the draft is because there's too much – it's going to sound crazy because I love him. There's too much belief in Howie. I mean, they lost a lot of players. People are like, oh, no big deal. They got the 32nd pick. People are like, oh, no big deal. No, no, that hurts compared to having the 10th pick. Now, I'd rather have the 32nd pick and having just won a Super Bowl. I get that. We all get that. I'm not a dummy there. But, I mean, I just think they're, you know, I hear John talk, and part of the reason I said you were wrong, and I wasn't trying to drill down on you, John, but here's my point. Because I've been wrong before, too, once or twice in my life. Here's my point. We, the collective, can be wrong again. That's all I'm trying to say, guys. Like, I know you feel great about the Eagles, and you should, but I feel like critical analysis and seeing through the clouds has somehow been lost in the process of the last 2 months with the team having won a title.
Point and that it's like flashlight directly in your face.
About what?
On Jalen Hurts, on Howie that's Roseman. A whole damn.
Well, that's a maybe.
Well, yeah, a maybe.
Well, look, we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, what Jalen's got when Les is around him. But here's my point: Les is going to be around him. Les is going to be around on the team, and people just act like no big deal. And as we get closer to this draft, I'm just tired.
It's a big deal.
I'm tired
every year.
Of everyone
and
acting
Howie
like no big
is
deal.
Masterful at okay. handling this big deal.
We'll say. So wait, they got the title again, and they're going to be up 40-6 in the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Probably not.
You're right, probably okay, not, but okay. it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible, but my point is...
And for the next 5 years,
I just think how
like
I think Howie's digging
possible.
In more on this draft than fans are to prepare for it and have critical analysis to recognize things could go backwards. That's all I'm saying. All right, talk to us, 215-592-9494. Am I talking out of my hiney, or does this make some sense to you? Because honest to God, I think some people have lost their heads around here. I really do. Joe Cameron, John Rich, your phone calls on all of this. What is your reaction to this? Plus the fills. We'll get to that, obviously, in heavy order throughout the show as well. Ruben Amaro at 7, your phone calls all show. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. Live betting is always a thrill. And just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $250 in bonus bets.
Well, I'm not out of order with my opinion here today. It's not an opinion about the Eagles. Oh, this is really dangerous territory I'm getting into. It's my opinion about Eagles fans. Oh, yeah, Howie's got it. Always? I love him, guys. You don't love Howie more than I do, I promise you.
Are you sure?
But, yeah, but I mean, some critical analysis, and to use a Sirianni word, discernment. Is in order.
Is that a Sirianni word?
Yeah, I remember you used that in a press conference this year.
I don't.
Discernment, yeah. It was the whole thing.
I didn't know he copyrighted it. Yeah. It was his word. It's good to know.
All right, Devin, are people being easy on the Eagles? Do you agree with the people that are like, Howie's definitely got this, or are they being easy?
I don't think people are being easy on the Eagles because I think the Eagles have at least earned, you know, with a Super Bowl, second Super Bowl win in so many years. Like, they've earned, you know, the optimism, but I do think that we shouldn't just blindly trust that they're going to make the right decision when it comes to draft day.
I mean, here's one of my, I'll give you an example, because I agree with you. Here's my thing. So James brought up, you know, and he's right. Obviously, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and DeJean was taken last year after where the Eagles pick at 32. So yeah, you can have that. You know, you can have a great pick that steps in right away. But you can also have the opposite. I mean, you just can't. And, you know, like, for all of the Howie praise that is warranted, let's not forget there has been a Jalen Reagor. There was a 2020. You know, there was a disastrous yeah. Carson Kapp situation.
Looking like, back at the 2020 draft, aside from Jalen Hurts, it is not great. So he is capable of having,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's
a lot
my
of
point.
Misses.
I mean,
but,
yeah.
I mean, in just the last few drafts, and again, you're talking about change Howie, who mm-hmm. as a drafter. I mean, even just look at the picks taken after, like you said, Cooper DeJean is one, but mm-hmm. Landon Dickerson was yeah. taken after 32. He yep. started right away and was awesome. Cam Jerkins was taken after 32, started right away and was awesome. You know, like, Howie's done a really good job of drafting after 32 recently and getting guys who contribute immediately. Like, even Jalen Hunter, who's a third-round pick, wasn't even supposed to, like, play this year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a sack in the Super Bowl or a half sack that should have been a full sack. Like, so I get your point, but the last few years, the Eagles have hit on those picks.
All right, one more thing right to the phones. Rhea, am I talking out of my hiney or do I have a point?
No, you and I share the same opinion about the defense. I mean, the elite defense was as responsible as the MVP for winning that Super Bowl. So I think, you know, it's a little, you know, what's the word, Pollyanna to think they're going to hit on everything in the draft. You know, Fangio is great, not a miracle worker. I mean, he's been in other stops where it hasn't worked. And we've got a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Even
I'll go back to something John said first segment, that he expects that they're going to get from now until the start of the season, three or four players to start on defense. I don't agree with that. I mean, that's...
Well, it's not that you don't agree with it.
How do you not agree with that? Every year, every team has guys who are practicing on practice squad who are chancing to start another
squad. But they don't usually become starters.
We have those guys. How do you know?
Well, because I do know. Because I've been an Eagles fan for my whole life. How many times do the Eagles, from April 16th on, get three or four guys that become starters on their team on one side of the ball? That's rare, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
rare. Well, we've got a really great organization, a rare organization. And I can't get over the fact that you talk about this, like how he needs to do this and how he needs to, how can Howie accomplish all this? He's just one man. No, he's not. This is 100 people. This is 250 people. This is an entire building worth of people that they're all pulling on the same rope in the same direction. And that's the beauty of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie at the top, the way that they've streamlined this organization to work.
Okay.
I mean, it works like a dream.
It has.
That's why we've got two parades in the last 7 years.
Let's find out where everyone's at. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Will and Delco. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, team. How we doing?
Doing great, Will.
Fantastic.
Listen, man, I got a two-hour commute. I'm riding low because I had to watch the plane yesterday where the Sixers aren't in it, so I'm already sad.
By the way, what a disaster. The freaking Hawks and the Magic. If that is not, and by the way, that was 7-8. If that's not an example that there's been an overexpansion in the playoffs... If 9-10 is worse than the frickin' Hawks and Magic, too many teams make the playoffs. But go ahead.
It's an Eastern Conference, Western Conference.
But I mean,
that's
a disgrace.
It is.
The
Hawks and the frickin' Magic, I know.
They stink.
But the Western Conference has teams not making the play-in game that are better than both those teams.
God. All right, go ahead, Will. Go ahead.
Then you got the Flyers that are a dumpster fire.
Correct.
All right. Let me rewind the tape some more. Then you got the heartache of the Phillies choking last year. Right?
Yep.
Winning the division. I've got the terrible sweatshirt says we run the East. Want to throw it in the garbage because you lost last year. That scar is still there. They're struggling this year. The only thing we have right now is the Phillies, and you're just dumping on them. What was the number one?
Eagles, not Phillies. You said Phillies. Eagles.
Excuse
yeah.
me. I'm sorry.
I'm not dumping on the Eagles. I'm dumping on you.
Nah, your team, Rita, you got to dial them in. What was the number one free agent the Eagles had to sign this year on defense?
Well, most people thought Zach Bond.
What did you think?
I thought Zach Bond, but I'm struck by the fact that Milton Williams got almost double the money. I mean, that's,
What, so you wanted to pay that? You
thought difference. But it is likely that most NFL teams would rather have Milton Williams for the next 3 years than Zach Bond. I mean, he got double the money.
Most NFL teams. Who cares? So it doesn't make good practice to go buy the guys at the most expensive positions for the most money when they cost the
most. Part of it also is the Eagles had Jalen Carter in the middle, so it's not like they would be devoid of anything if they had lost Milton Williams. There is an equation there.
The only point I have besides that is they signed their guy. That was the guy everyone wanted, including myself. That's the guy that made a difference. That's the guy we wanted. We got them. You got to give them their due. You got to give them their flowers.
But, Will you tell me if you will acknowledge this. He's not the only player they wanted to get back, but because of cap limitations and some choices, they weren't able to keep more. Fair?
100% fair. But they also moved around some money with Lane Johnson. They also took care of Barkley now because guess what? Down the road, they're not going to be able to take care of those guys. Why? Because you have these young studs coming up that you're going to have to pay.
Well,
so
that's
ultimately,
right.
Ultimately, you know the draft is coming, and you know that there's other teams that are going to fumble this draft. So for right now, I cannot emotionally, as a Philadelphia fan, let you dump on them right now. I can't. Philly, Bohm's coming out of it. I'm still upset about last year.
Yeah.
I spent a ton of money on playoff tickets the last 2 years to have no World Series.
I know.
The Eagles are the only thing we have. So right now you got to live with the fact that in the now, they're the best franchise we have.
They are.
We have to stop living in the past and allow them to do what they do.
That's part of my point.
They earned that.
All right, Will, an outstanding call. And they have earned a lot of respect, clearly. And Will, great call to start the show. 215-592-9494. Coming up, some of what Rob Thompson said last night about Alec Boehm after he obviously contributed in a big way yesterday. Also, Baldy, something he said on WIP this week that caught my attention. That and more, your phone calls, your chance to win tickets to see a comedian in the Wells Fargo Center. We're getting to that and more. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP. This song was big when I was in high school. And I remember seeing these guys open up at the Vets for the Stones, I think in 1996, which is pretty cool opening act. All right, good morning to you.
I've never seen anyone do that to
harmonica thing. Yeah,
I don't know if anyone's done it since or before.
Yeah.
But John Popper, that's just new.
It was
next
wild
level.
It was great.
Like whatever Jimi Hendrix was to the guitar, John Popper was to the harmonica. There's no doubt about it. That's crazy.
And Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean were his rookie corners. Because they were amazing. I mean, guys, there's no doubt about it. There's no question. My point is, don't expect it again. Is all I'm saying. Like maybe in our life in the next
you don't have to expect,
20 years, but that combo
rookies to step right in seamlessly. That's very unlikely to happen again.
Yeah.
But again, it's unlikely to blow a team out in the Super Bowl.
That's true.
I'm okay if we don't blow a team out in the Super Bowl next year.
Very fair. All right. Speaking of something like the Super Bowl, the playoffs. Let's get to a Twitter poll question of the day. About the current playoffs happening, obviously the Flyers had their final game of the season tomorrow, so the NHL playoffs haven't started yet. But the NBA playoffs have begun, NHL later this week. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley together. Let's drive. Poll question, which league's playoffs are you going to watch a lot this year? So we're putting the caveat in a lot. Meaning not, you know, the 5-minute flyby, you know, four times in the next 2 months. Like, which one are you going to really prioritize? Four choices here. A, NBA playoffs, which for me were always a staple of my life until about 2 years ago. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know anymore. B, the NHL playoffs, which I watched more back in the day than I do now. But they are phenomenal. There's no question. C, both of them. NBA and NHL, you're going to make a point to watch both, and D is neither. Really what we're doing here is trying to, I'll use the word again, discern for the commissioners of these respective leagues how they're doing. Because, you know, you would want Philadelphia sports fans, even if our teams aren't in it, to watch these games. But I tend to think people will watch them a lot less than they used to. You can vote at Sports Radio Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. Speaking of the phone lines, back to that in a minute, as we also have a chance for you to win a cool prize today.
Look at you. Your life is under control. Errands, done. Groceries, got. It's a good time for a reward. You know the one, your favorite tasty cake treat. Is it the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitute.
All right, Jenna Cameron and John Ritchie on this, Wednesday morning. So happy birthday goes out today to one of my favorites. And he turns 60 years old. I'm not going to say his first name only. I'm going to give him Martin Lawrence today. Martin! Well, that's...
Didn't think we'd get to use that quickly. That was great.
That's why I wasn't going to... I was actually a little surprised. I thought Martin Lawrence. I thought, Martin! I thought he'd be a little older than 60.
Well, you did it again. That wasn't the drop. That was actually Joe.
I was kind of joking.
Martin!
He tried to do it better, and it sounded exactly the same.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Exactly.
All right, so happy birthday to the great Martin Lawrence. You know, we were talking before the show about Bad Boys. And there's a lot in there. But so we kind of drifted into a conversation about the concept of a character with edge. Because obviously in movies and shows and books, there's an awful lot of characters with edge. Maybe they're a bad boy, maybe they're not. Here's what we're looking for today. Not a true criminal. All right? Not a true criminal, guys. But a character that you'd say has got some edge. Maybe it's cockiness. Maybe it's abrasiveness. Maybe it's confidence. Maybe just marches to the beat of his or her own drum. A little bit of edge. Best answer by the end of the show. A character with a lot of edge. Whoever comes up with the best answer, you're going to win a cool prize, which is to see comedian Matt Rife at the Wells Fargo Center in November. Right after Thanksgiving, November 29th, at the Wells Fargo Center, comedian Matt Rife to entertain you. For tickets, get yourself to Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can win the tickets to see a big show in the Wells Fargo Center this fall. John Ritchie, a character with edge. What are you thinking?
I don't know what happened to... I think Wesley Snipes had some like tax stuff that went on, and maybe that took
played a lot
away
of edgy characters.
From you're right,
yeah.
But Blade was so awesome. Blade, I mean, double entendre here with the edge thing, because you want to talk about someone who could very easily chop people's heads off with the giant edge of a sword, a samurai sword, maybe. He was so cool and double fisting samurai swords, probably.
And the edge, the double entendre. That's good work by
you. There you go.
Yeah. I just watched White Men Can't Jump this weekend, by the way.
Great movie.
It's super entertaining.
Have you seen the new remake one?
No, I'm good on that.
I haven't either.
I was
a little intrigued to try to see Jack, whatever his name is, as the new guy. You know, the whoever he is.
I don't know.
The musician, what's his, Jack
Antonoff?
Black? Harlow?
That guy? Oh, Harlow.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't even,
that.
Not in on the new White Man game.
No, me neither. Didn't even know it existed. Devin, a character with edge.
I'm going to go Marvel as well. I'm going Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow in The Avengers.
Man. Yeah, you got it. Look, give
edgy.
Us... Big
very
answers. Best answer ever provides. You're going to see the comedian in the Wells Fargo Center. 215-592-9494. Seltzer, you're not someone with much edge.
Really?
You're more. No, you're a yappy yap guy, but you're not.
I think I got a little edge.
Like, you're not Dylan McKay quite. Dylan McKay from 90210, edge. James Seltzer, he looks like a tennis ball head.
I got more edge than you, buddy.
Hold on.
I don't. Actually, people can see now, so you can see, you can't say stuff that's not true. Mister wears a hat every day. Why do you wear a hat every day?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
Not?
You know who doesn't wear a hat every day? This guy.
Yeah,
no problem.
You know who needs to, though? You.
I don't. We have YouTube now, big dog.
What do you mean?
You can't just say things
what's
that people...
What's wrong with his hair?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I think he's got good hair.
I think people should respond with their comments on YouTube about Seltzer's looks.
Yeah, what's wrong with
his hair? Jimmy has nice hair.
And what part of Seltzer reminds you of Dylan McKay from 90210? Nothing. Nothing.
I'm better looking than you, so that's all that really matters. Like, significantly. So I can be fine with that.
Oh, know? That's a drop of the week there.
We're good there.
Whoa.
So
new WIP challenge.
There we go.
Who is the most handsomest?
That's not a challenge. I just win easily. Like, there's no competition here.
Oh, you're good, James.
Randall McMurphy from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Jack Nicholson.
You got it for sure. Rhea, give us a character with edge.
Sigourney Weaver, an alien.
Yeah. Look, lot of massive answers, obviously. Give us an edgy character from a book, a movie, a show, whatever, a play. Better be a damn well-known play, because otherwise we're not going to know much. But give us a...
It's edgy when it's a play.
Yeah, give us a... Like the little kid in Les Mis, the little girl. She had edge.
Cosette had edge. She was a fighter, man. French Revolution. Just because she was tough, didn't mean she had edge.
Yeah, not quite the same.
There was a beauty to Cosette.
She had like this gorgeous voice, this little girl.
All right, give me a great answer. A character, and by the way, I'm not going to history, something that gets adapted to a movie. I know Joan of Arc had edge. I got it.
Do you?
Yeah, give me something truly fictional. All right, a character with edge, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ryan right now. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe. First off, harmonica. Wouldn't Bob Dylan have been one of the best harmonica players?
Well, no. Did he do it to that level, John? Probably not, right?
It's not even close.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
John Popper, just listen to Blues Traveler.
I know Blues Traveler. I hear you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah. Dylan is just.
Since high school, but.
Oh, so yeah. So you know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Dylan's amazing. I mean, it's vintage. It's edgy, but it's not.
It was edgy.
It's
actually
not skillful musically.
Yeah.
Like John Popper.
I was asking you, John, because I trust your musical talent.
That's why I turned to John.
I wish I could play like those guys.
All right, what do you got on the birds, Ryan?
So I have a theory of what Howie's doing. If you look back to the year we lost to the Kansas City in the championship, their defense was the youngest in the league, and it was mostly all young rookies, second year, third year. And then last year when we won, we had the youngest defense in the league. I don't think Howie's scared of a young defense that's not scared to hit, and they run around, and as they get older and a little slower, move on. I really think he appreciates the younger D. And we've proven we've won, and Kansas City proved they can win with it. Two teams that are the youngest defense in the league.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about the turnover. Of course, you need some Brandon Grahams on the team and some vets. But I really think Howie looked at that year and said, look, you can win with a young defense.
Well, you can, but, you know, it's not as easy for young players to play as well if they're first- or second-year players as fifth- or sixth-year players. Oh, I mean, Milt Williams and Josh Sweater. Well, just for example, Milt Williams and Josh Sweater players that played better, you know, years four and to six, I think might have been Sweat's sixth year, than they did year one and two. I mean, that's obvious. Jalen Carter, by the way, was better in two than one. That's obvious. Most players get better and they get to that middle point of the career.
We had the youngest in the league, and that year Kansas City had the youngest in the league. So staying young, I think, is what Howie's kind of aiming for, spending the money on offense and the O-line. And
well, I agree. That is part of his mindset. I agree with that. Ryan, give me a big answer, a character with edge.
Yeah. So in honor of Dallas Goedert, the book you guys have definitely read, I'll go to The Outsiders and Dallas, who was the main guy in the book who was off the charts.
And, you got it, man.
And Dally, there you go.
All right, pal, from The Outsiders. You got it. 215-592-9494. So Alec Bohm had negative edge over the last 2 weeks or so.
He definitely had edge. It just wasn't good. Yeah, he was very edgy.
He was edgy. That's true. I got a hit last night. Got a big hit, actually. Let's listen to the moment. This was a tight game for, you know, a decent portion of the game. Let's listen to a key hit by Bo.
And the pitch. Swung on, line to left center field. That is in for a base hit. Around third is Castellanos. He's coming home. He'll score. And Alec Bohm has given the Phillies the lead with a two-out RBI single to left center. It's 4-3.
Yeah, that was significant. And obviously, we're all happy to see him do. And look, you know, some people want him to stay. Some people want him to go. I get the arguments both ways. I want him, obviously, to play better to help this team. But he may need to go if he can't do it consistently. He did it last night. It was good to see. Topper talked after the game about Bohm's big moment there.
What does that do for his confidence?
It's huge. You know, it really is. Marsh's at bats should be huge for his confidence too, you know. I really liked our approach tonight. We had four walks, two strikeouts. I thought we played a really good game.
Look, I know we've been talking a lot about the Eagles so far, and you can weigh in on them at 215-592-9494, but also to react to the Phils from last night, because, John, there was an awful lot going on in that game. What stood out to him? I mean, it was an important W, because it felt like I heard someone down at KYW, I was walking in, Dave Uram, and I only heard part of what he said this morning, but I think what he said is it wasn't a must-win. Of course it's not. It's, you know, whatever, the 15th, 20th game, whatever the heck it was. It's not a must-win, but it was a much-needed win. And I think that was a pretty fair way. I think that's what he said.
We've lost two series in a row. We lost the first game in this four-game series, yeah. And it felt like, in order to win a series, you got to get this one. And it was guys pulling together, really the bottom of the sixth. Luzardo wasn't quite as sharp, but he was good and put us in position where just a minimum of offense was going to give us what we needed, it felt like. And then the bottom of the sixth, you see Schwarber gets his hit.
Yep.
Man, he has been just feeling so dependable through this, while other guys have not been. And then Casty gets a hit. Castellanos, where I have been endlessly frustrated with him the last two seasons, it feels like, man, when we needed him most last year and no one was hitting, and I think it was close to, might have been close to June, he was the only guy hitting. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember
this.
That. I do remember that.
He kind of kept us afloat for a few games there.
Yep.
And he's kind of doing the same thing last night, so that was good to see. So Schwarber gets a hit, Casty gets a hit, and then Bohm hits up Verlander, drives in the second run of the sixth inning last night. Yeah. Verlander allowed four hits that inning, but remember there was a missed fly ball.
Boy, that was massive. That was a
inning,
gift.
There was a missed play in the fourth by Adames that you know, by the end of the sixth inning, we were up 4-3 and we didn't look back, and we were back on the right track. But that was sort of a pivotal, you know, pivotal moment. Alec Bohm did really well for himself. But the problem, that the thing that struck me, and I do think it's a problem, this stuff weighs so heavily on Alec Bohm.
It does.
Watching him speak after the game, it should have been a celebrational moment. Oh, his voice was, I mean, graven.
Like, John, I saw him on the postgame with McCarthy and Ruben, and I had a, I mean, I don't know if that was the locker room, but postgame with Ruben and Tom McCarthy, I thought he was terrific.
Up more upbeat.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't
100%.
See that one. Yeah. Oh, good. I
mean, Devin, you've been down there a lot covering the team this year. What stood out to you prior to last night, and then obviously with yesterday, but the Bohm thing, like seeing him up close, what have you noticed?
Well, so that's typically how he is. It's funny because on air, like Rhea's absolutely right. When he's on TV in those post-game interviews, I think that's his second of the season so far, he tends to show a bit more personality for whatever reason. I think maybe like he knows the cameras are on. And in the locker room, like that's just how he is. He's very, you know, quiet, like literally volume-wise.
Does he come across as moody
all
the time?
And I don't know if he is. I'm not going to pretend to be a body language expert, but I think he's just an introverted, you know, quiet person. But it was getting to him, and you could tell that he and really the whole team, the whole lineup felt just, you know, like you could feel that exhale because even Rob Thomson, who's pretty even keel, was like the testiest I had ever seen him in his pregame media availability when he was asked about the lineup, when he was asked about Marsh, when he was asked about, you know, the JT situation, the seventh inning, the game before. So I just feel like they really needed this. And both were the bottom of the lineup, and Bryce Harper also, you know, hadn't been doing too much. The fact that he hit his first home run at Citizens Bank Park is massive. So I feel like the whole team can kind of take like a massive exhale, and you really felt that in the clubhouse.
I hope
Did
so. James,
it feel like Rob Thomson was trying to show testiness because he knew that people were upset he didn't
I think he is frustrated.
I'll tell you this, he's more under fire than he's ever been here.
And I think he knows that.
And I wonder to what extent he listens to WIP and feels that from our station. Because, look, I'm sure that people are saying stuff down to him at the ballpark. Let's be real. I mean, when he walks around, goes out on a mound, you know, right now, visit, I'm sure there's some people giving him the business in ways that they hadn't. Because, look, it was kind of a magic carpet ride for a couple years there.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's a very nice guy, and so people want to root for him and do genuinely root for him. But, you know, there's people saying, get him out. And people weren't saying that 2 years ago. And people are saying it now, and it's probably getting to him to an extent. James, what stood out to you with that game last night?
I like the way they battled, especially going down, like getting the early lead. You're like, all right, to Devin's point, it felt like an exhale for that lineup to score early, get on the board, and then they give it up. And to see them fight back and take the lead and Harper homer and just kind of everyone get involved a bit. But I do worry a little bit about the fact that they're this tight this early. I mean, if we're talking about like them needing an exhale game 16, like what are we going to talk about in the playoffs when it's real pressure, when we're really on them and
That's
stuff?
Fair.
So I'm a little concerned about how this group is handling this so far.
Interesting point. Look, 215-592-9494, your chance to weigh in on the Phils last night. Also, do you agree with my contention that too many people are taking the Eagles' greatness for granted, meaning just assuming it continues and continues and continues because it's Howie. Like, I know he's great, but my God, he has made mistakes before. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, phone calls on all this, plus Ruben Amaro. He joins us coming up. Reminder, 7:20 today. We'll have some fun with AMA. Get those questions in. It's Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you want to know? 7:20 today, AMA. Ruben Amaro next, plus something Howie said about Dallas Goedert yesterday. We'll get to that as well on 94 WIP.